if and you're thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get yourself
a stuff of water.
All right, and you pour it in a
tumbler, a glass.
Is a glass and a tumbler the same thing?
Not exactly.
How do they differ?
Well, in our home, a glass was deeper than a tumbler.
I see. Okay. Now, if you drop the glass on the floor, you say, how the glass is?
Broken.
All right. And you might ask somebody, how many glasses of water have you?
Drank.
And he said, I three. I.
Yeah.
I what? I.
I made a hog of myself.
And I did what?
I drank.
And tomorrow I will.
Drink less.
Okay. And so if some people come over to your house for dinner and they're all standing up around the table, you might invite them to, now go ahead and.
And make yourself at home.
And
and eat.
And they're all standing up, so you tell them to go ahead and. You know, you want them to, at the table. You want them, they're standing up at the table, and so you might say, now you go ahead and.
And eat.
Yeah, well, they're still standing up. They wouldn't start eating.
Oh.
But, yeah, so you'd say, go ahead and.
Sit down.
Sure. And so you'd say, I had just down to eat when it started to rain last night. I had just.
Started to eat.
Yeah, okay. And if you're passing potatoes around, you might pass the bowl of potatoes around to somebody and say,
help yourself.
All right. And so the person.
Took out one.
Okay, and he.
How's that?
I'd say, did he help you? And you say, yes, he. He helped.
He helped himself.
Okay. Now, what I was getting at there is, do you remember you're ever using, or your father ever using, hope for help? I hope myself yesterday.
We used to, there used to be a lady up here in North Carolina, and she'd say, where's your husband? He's a hoping somebody, and we'd be sorry. But we never
used it yourself around here. Okay. And if somebody passed a dish of some vegetable or fruit over to you, and you didn't want any, what would you say to them?
No, thank you. I don't care for any.
All right. And if you had a big roast on Monday, a Sunday, and you're going to have the same thing on Monday, you'd say, tonight we're going to have. Well, left, would you use something like warmed over food or leftover food?
Yeah. We've got the fellow said he killed a turkey one time, there wasn't two or three. Said they'd on the table for a week.
Uh-huh.
And just.
Okay. And if you put food in your mouth, you try to.
Chew it.
Yeah. And if something made with cornmeal and milk and a little salt boiled up, you eat it with a spoon?
Mush.
And the things you grow out in your garden would be different kinds of
vegetables.
All right, and the corn, when it's when you take the hull, the husk off the corn, you have what?
The kernels.
Yeah. Well, with the husk removed from the kernel. Well, you don't think of that as the husk. You think of that as the hull. The yellow part.
Yeah.
When the yellow part's removed. They used to do that with lye.
Yeah. I never
remember these. Well, sure, you've eaten this stuff. And it's great big pieces of corn with the only it's
hominy, white. Hominy, wasn't it? Hominy?
Yeah. And then how about when it's ground up?
It's meal.
Right. They ever call it anything else? Like you might have it with eggs for breakfast?
No.
Alright. How about grits?
Oh.
Think of that as something else?
Grits, we buy them nowadays out of the container.
Sure, you get them at the store. And then a white grain that people